Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. Now, I've been accused on more than one occasion of being nonsensical. And so on tonight's show, we're going to get nonsensical, as each of the songs on tonight's show has a nonsense title. And here to get us started are the Redheads.
Thank you. like you. You like a love and a bill and a coo. Learn how to sing and a play and a do. That low do 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 do. You might take her out in your new Chevrolet. You might take her out to a swell cabaret. But you won't win her heart till you learn how to play. That low do 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 do. Take my advice and learn how to do it. You'll find there's nothing to it. If you like a her and if she like you, if you like a love and a bill and a coo, learn how to sing and a play and a do that low do 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 do.
Thank you.
Warner's Seven Aces, all 10 of them, and Tweedledee Tweedledoo from a field recording made by Columbia in Atlanta, Georgia on October 1, 1925. Warner's Seven Aces was led by pianist Byron H. Warner and was one of the most famous of the territory bands active in the Atlanta area. By the time of this recording, however, Ralph Bennett had taken over leadership of the band, but Warner's name stuck. The vocal trio consisted of Bennett, who played clarinet, alto sax, and violin, George McMillan, who played brass bass, and J.T. Bourne, who played trumpet in the band. Tweedledee Tweedledoo was preceded by Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks, with the vocal by Tom Stax and Lododio. Lododio was written by Sammy Fain and Jimmy McHugh, and was recorded on July 9, 1926, about 6 months before Irving Aronson's recording of Crazy Words, Crazy Tune, famous or infamous for its phrase Vododio, which of course we'll hear later on in the show. We began with the Redheads, Red Nichols, Miff Mole, Pee Wee Russell, Arthur Shutt, and Vic Burton, and Nothing Does Like It Used to Do-Do-Do from September 16th, 1927. I'm the congested Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. This evening's show features songs with nonsense titles. Here to start off this segment of the show are the Rhythmic Eight, and a song that's easy to learn and easy to sing.
Da-da-da, it's easy to learn and it's easy to sing. Just hum the tune to any old thing. Mm-cha, mm-cha, da-da-da. Mm-cha, mm-cha, da-da-da. Mama and Pa go da-da-da-da. Sister Suze goes doodle-loo-doo. Next it modulates to another key. Doodle-la-da-da-da. Then there comes a change in the melody. Doodle-la-da-loodle-da-da-da. Mm-cha, mm-cha, da-da-da. Mm-cha, mm-cha, da-da-da. You must admit, this vamp has got it. Just go do 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 do. Thank you.
if you know Diane Keaton's most famous line in Woody Allen's 1977 picture Annie Hall, you know the name of that tune, La-di-da, la-di-da. Although not from Annie Hall, that was Carroll Gibbons and his boyfriends from May 6, 1937. Before that, it was Tiny Parham and his musicians with a Tiny Parham composition, Skagalag, recorded by Victor on February 1, 1929. We began this segment of the show with the Rhythmic Eight, in this case directed by John Furman, and Umcha Umcha Da Da Da, written by Jack Hart and Tom Blight. The vocalist on that March 7, 1929 Xenophone recording was Maurice Elwin.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. This evening's show features songs with nonsense titles, and this one certainly qualifies. Here's Jimmy Durante.
Folks, ain't that beautiful? My symphony, a masterpiece. I can hear you saying, what is that haunting refrain that I hear in the air? Here and there, everywhere. It's just a beautiful strain that keeps haunting my brain constantly. It's my melody. It's my symphony. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Oh, what a tune for crooning. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. It's got the whole world spooning. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. They've made their own paradise land singing. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee. A dink-a-doo simply means ink. A dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Listen to that melody. Why, it would add class to any concert. You know, I resent them playing my symphony and jazz. I resent it. But they're paying me for this, so I'm helpless. Really helpless. But if that's what the world wants, I'm your slave. So here it is. A dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boo. Just a crooner, just a crooner. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. There's a little bit of Bing Crosby in me. Eskimo bells up in Iceland are ringing. Come on, Jimmy. Here comes the finish. Pep it up. Hit it. Ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee, a dink-a-doo. What a voice. What a voice. Simply means ink, a dink-a-doo, a dink-a-dee. Good night, folks. Signing off.
We started this segment of this special nonsense edition of the show with, well, some people would say every one of these shows is a nonsense show. Anyway, we started with the Schnozzola, Jimmy Durante and his signature theme song Inka Dinka Doo from February 13th, 1934. Jimmy Durante co-wrote that with Ben Ryan. Then from May 16th, 1924, it was the Georgians and Doodle Doo Doo, written by Art Castle and Mel Stitzel. The Georgians was the first band within a band, with the members being from the Paul Specht Orchestra. We finished up with Ted Lewis and his band, July 16th, 1928, and Shimmy Shawabble, written by Spencer Williams. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com. On this evening's show, we're playing songs with nonsense titles, and this next one by Ben Selvin and his orchestra certainly qualifies.
Comes around and makes my poor brain hum. Why, my heart is beating like a big bass drum. But instead of smacking lips, he tries to snap his thumb. Well, it's hoodly doo 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 doo. You can't live on hoodly doo 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 doo. Thank you.
We began this set of nonsense songs with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, June 2, 1926, and Hoodly Doody Doo Doo. Then, from May 14, 1935, we heard Clarence Williams and his orchestra and Yama Yama Blues. Williams had recorded Yama Yama Blues in 1927, and it may have been based on a song called The Yama Yama Man, which was introduced by Bessie McCoy in the stage musical The Three Twins in 1908. The Yama Yama Man was written by George Colin Davis and Carl Hoschna and was also recorded by Ada Jones in 1909. The Yama Yama Man is a sort of southern version of the boogeyman that lives under the stairs and is a man made of burlap sacks filled with worms and bugs. Carl Hoschna was born in Bohemia in 1877 and studied the oboe at the Vienna Conservatory. He came to the U.S. in 1896 and played oboe in Victor Herbert's band. While working for Whitmark Publishing, he met Otto Harbach, with whom he collaborated on The Three Twins, Bright Eyes, The Girl of My Dreams, and Madame Sherry. He wrote the score for Wall Street Girl with Hepburn Burt, but died at just 34 years of age before it opened. We finished up with Irving Aronson and his Commanders from 1926 and Crazy Words, Crazy Tune, Vote O.D.O., written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. A few years earlier, the song Yes, We Have No Bananas, written by Frank Silver and Irving Cohn, was so popular and pervasive that an answer song, the Yes, We Have No Bananas Blues, was written by Clarence Williams. Well, so popular and pervasive was Crazy Words, Crazy Tune that an answer song was written for it, but by the same team that wrote the original. And we'll hear it right after this.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio, oh, what you're missing.
Thank you.
McCoy was a boy who could play, you bet. Oh, how they swayed when he played on his old cornet. He's got a smile and a cute little style that's all his own. He'd mute his old cornet, and then he'd make it moan. Do-a-da-do-a-da-do-a-da-do. Nothing to it, but it's sweet. That tune goes right to your feet. Do-a-da-do made a hit with the girls. They had their hair bobbed and gave him the curls. Oh, how he blew that do-a-da-do-a-da-do.
Tired of you. Go pick on somebody new. I want to smile. Shoo, shoo, boogie boo. Give me my place in the sun. Show me how fast you can run a mile. I've been so long, oh so long, in the shadow. Now I bid you so long, boy and how. Boogie boo, shoo shoo, boogie boo. Your time has come to vamoose. Oh, you can go to the deuce right now. Thank you.
Do you ken John Peel with his coat so grey? He was a huntsman, so they say. Now I'm going to tell you one and all of a hunt we had at Teddycum Hall. First in the field with the hunt that year, we started off with a huntsman's cheer. I was in charge of the huntsman's beer, tan tan tibby tally o. Sharp on the stroke of nine we went, an hour in a lavender field we spent. That put the dogs right off the scent, tan tan tibby tally o. Tally o. Then the horn began to blow, and away we started to go. With a high G up and a high G, whoa! At the head of the field was Major Snell. He hired a horse from the tram hotel. The horse wouldn't go till he rang his bell. Tan tan tibby tally o. Yoicks, yoicks, gee up, get out of it. Old Farmer Gray, who is 88, he took a leap at a five-barred gate. He landed on a spot where I can't state. Tan tan tibby tally o. A lady remarked as she joined the group, the tail of the fox I hope to scoop, cause I'm very fond of foxtail soup. Tan tan tibby tally o. Up and down, we were bobbing up and down. I was next to Mrs. Brown, who was shouting, what o, she bumps, heave ho. The hounds are away through a hedge of thorn, but where is the blast of the huntsman's horn? He was too busy blasting the coat he'd torn. Tan tan tibby tally o.
Yoicks, gee up, gee up.
A local policeman, I confess, joined in the hunt, and as you can guess, he wanted the fox's name and address. Tan tan tibby tally o. Johnson's GG went on strike. He left him there and began to hike. He finished the hunt on an old push bike. Tan tan tibby tally o. To the kill, someone shouted to the kill, and as we got up the hill, all the hounds had got was an old scarecrow. The dogs were keen and deserving praise. They followed the fox down various ways for 11 more months and 10 more days. Tan tan tibby tally o. Now those who are fond of a huntsman's call must come to the hunt down Teddycum Hall. Bring your own yoicks and your tally tally o. And a hunting we will go.
We began this final segment of this special nonsense title edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with the Goofus Five, and Yellen and Eger's sequel to their Crazy Words, Crazy Tune, the Vododeo Blues, played there by the Goofus Five on June 15, 1927. Then it was Billy Murray with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, September 5, 1924, in Do Wackadoo. Do Wackadoo was written by Clarence Gaskell, Will Donaldson, and George Horther, and is described on the sheet music as a wow-wow foxtrot. Next, we heard Marlon Hunt with The Cotton Pickers in 1929 and Shoo Shoo Boogie Boo, written by Leo Robin, Sam Coslow, and Richard Whiting. We finished up with George Formby, whom we haven't heard from in a while, and Tan Tan Tivi Tally Ho from October 22, 1938. We've got time for one more version of Shimmy Shawabble. Here's McKinney's Cotton Pickers from July 12, 1928.
Thank you. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.